Well, God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ, and we are the 18th of August 2018, and it's been on my heart to share some more of the word with you. I have recently been looking at and I've taught about the image in our hearts, and what you think about yourself has an impact on your life. And I also taught about realizing your authority in Christ in the powerful name of Jesus Christ. See, when we start to understand what God thinks of us, and when we put his image on in our hearts and our minds, knowing who we are and the authority we've been given, then we're building the picture so we can begin to walk and live great confidence and expectation, seeing the power of God being manifested. And God really wants us to be confident, and the way that we become confident is through a knowledge and a understanding of the scriptures, of what Christ has accomplished, who we are now that we're born again, that we're those new creations in Christ, created into Christ Jesus unto good works. God has got good works for us, and we need to have the equipment to do the works. Okay, it's like if you go to a job and they want you to do work for them, they provide you with the uniform, they provide you with the necessary things for you to do that job, unless you're self-employed and you have to provide your own equipment. But God, with God, we're not self-employed. God takes care of us fully, and he's a wonderful heavenly father, and he wants us to understand who we are, what we have, and how to really live and move, and how much we are close to him, and that he is our dad. Like God, the creator of the heaven and the earth, is our heavenly father. And God also shows us from the scriptures that we are heirs of God, and we're joint heirs with Christ. And taking a look at this further will help us to see what we've also inherited. Collins Dictionary definition of joint heir is a person who shares with another or others the rights to inherit a person's money, property, or title when that person dies. So to think that everything that Jesus Christ has received from the Father, we've also received. As Jesus Christ is right now, so are we in this world. We have been placed and seated in Christ Jesus at God's right hand. We, along with Jesus Christ, have received an inheritance from God, who is our Father. Okay, Jesus Christ called God his Father, and we also call him our Father. He's our Daddy. So God wants us to get this image of who we are right now. Okay, as that new creation in Christ, being filled with the Spirit of God. He has empowered us to reign in this life by one Jesus Christ, to reign as kings in this world, to shine as lights in this world. And that's how God wants us to live, to exert his authority and to show his love and to declare his word. And when we're doing that, when we're walking and being led by the Spirit of God, then we are shining as those lights. And God wants you to shine as those lights. And the first great benefit is to your life, because you're walking with the Father. You're not lost. You've got direction, and you're growing, and you're, you know, being inspired by the creators of the heaven and the earth working in you through that Christ in you. In Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3, we read this: blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us. He's blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. So how God sees Jesus Christ is how God sees you, and that's a powerful truth to comprehend, to really get that in your mind. How God sees Jesus Christ is how he sees you. And we have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ. That's just amazing to really grasp this and to make it a living reality in our life, through our relationship with God, through our understanding of his word and what he's working in our hearts to see and know. And the more that we get established in this, the more we keep ourselves refreshed in these truths of who we are and what we have and how God sees us, then we can start seeing ourselves how God sees us. And that's how God wants us to see ourselves, what he's written there in his word, what he has done through Christ, the truths and realities being manifested in us. And the more that we meditate upon it, the more that we begin to walk and look to God, the more we get to understand this. In 2 Peter 1:3, it says this: according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. Verse 4, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. God has given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. He's given us great and precious promises, and we need to find them out. We need to understand what these great and precious promises are. And it's as we go to the Word, as we desire, and as we go to God, He can enlighten us to really understand and to build that image of who we truly are in our hearts. It's all in there. It's all in that Christ in you. And it's through the understanding and walking with God and desiring. You have to have a great desire in your heart if you want to see the things happen. You have to see it happen on the inside of you before you're going to see it happen on the outside of you. And God really wants you to be blessed. He really wants you to understand, and He wants you in the know. So every believer, and every believer can receive every blessing, okay, into manifestation in life as we begin to walk in it. So every blessing is already yours. We are right now heirs of God, who is the creator of the heavens and the earth, and we're joint heirs with Jesus Christ, and we are the sons of God. You know, get that in your mind. You are a son of God. Don't look at your circumstances, your situation, your feelings, your relationships, the things that bring your faith low. Don't look at that, because then you don't see yourself of who you really are, which is a son and daughter of the Most High God. Let's have a look at Galatians chapter 4. Galatians chapter 4, verse 4 says, but when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And this adoption of sons is the placing as a son. So where have we been placed? We've been placed at God's right hand. Ephesians 2:6 says, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ. That's where we've been placed, at the right hand side of God in Christ Jesus. In Galatians 4:6 we continue, it says, and because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your heart, crying, Abba, Father. Like, God is your Father. Verse 7, wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then heirs of God through Christ. See, we're sons and we're heirs of God through Christ. Let's take this further. In Romans 8:14 it says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are sons of God. Verse 15, for you have not received the spirit of bondage, or the spirit of a servant, again to fear, but you have received the adoption, or sonship, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with Him, that we may also be glorified together. You have to see yourself as a son of God. If you're going to walk in power, in authority, in love, being led by the Spirit of God, you have to know this. You have to have this in your mind. Feed upon it and let God enlighten you to that sonship of who you really are, that you are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. And I just think this is a wonderful reality, a wonderful spiritual reality, that we've been blessed with all spiritual blessings. And we need to build this in our heart and keep it at the forefront of our mind. And this is our confession. You know, we're not servant to this world. We're not servant to sin. Okay, we're not servant to lack or to poverty, to oppression or fear or worries or doubts. We're not servant to that. No, we're bigger than that. We're seated at the right-hand side of God in Christ Jesus as sons, and we share fully in what Jesus Christ has inherited, right? We share fully in that, and that's just amazing. And I want to look at this adoption of the sons. So in ancient Rome, adoption had a powerful meaning. When a child was born biologically, the parents had the option of disowning the child for a variety of reasons. The relationship, therefore, was not necessarily decided by the parents nor permanent. This was not the case, though, if a child was adopted. In Rome, adopting a child meant that that child was freely chosen by the parent and desired by the parent, that the child would be a permanent part of the family, and parents couldn't disown a child they adopted. So an adopted child received a new identity, and prior commitments or responsibilities and debts were erased. So new rights and responsibilities were taken on. Also in ancient Rome, the concept of inheritance was a part of life, not something that began at death. Being adopted made someone an heir to the father, a joint sharer in all his possessions, and fully united to him. So this is just amazing. And Paul communicated this with this heart and mindset, being in his day and time. And this should remind us that we are fully desired and we are fully loved, and that we have taken on a new identity through Jesus Christ, that we are heirs of God and we're joint heirs with Christ. And from the depths of our heart, we can cry, Abba Father, God, you're my dad. Like, it's just a great reality to know that God is our Heavenly Father. And that we can go to him with anything, that we can go to him for answers, we can go for direction, we can go to him for provision. And God really wants you to go to him, and we can go to him. We'll look further on in the scriptures to see this. He wants us to be confident. So a joint heir is one that shares fully. We are joint heirs with Christ, and we share fully with all that he has inherited from God the Father. We have been raised up together with Christ to do the Father's business, and we can do it effectively, the Father's business, when we know who we are, when we begin to walk. Okay, we are to see ourselves as God sees us. That's the image God wants you to have in your heart, that you see yourself as he sees you. We have been given authority with full rights, and to use that authority to live as sons of God in this world. And God does not want us living under the bondage of fear, as we've been set free from fear. We've been given liberty. We are free, and we are powerful people. So as he is, as Jesus Christ is right now, so are we in this world. We can walk with great authority. We can walk with great love. We, as the body of Christ, can do the same works that Jesus Christ done and greater, because we're sons. We don't earn our salvation. We receive salvation through believing, right? When we believed in that, when we confessed with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, and we believed in our heart that God raised him from the dead, that is the time you became born again. That is the time you received sonship. You was adopted into the family of God with full rights as a son. In Galatians 5:1 it says, stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. Through what he's done and through our acceptance and believing on Jesus Christ, we've been made free. And it says, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Here is referring to the bondage of the law, you know, the law of Moses. But bondage can come in any shape or form. And anything that will take us away from who we are and our understanding of who we are, and to bring our faith down, we're to avoid it like a plague. Okay, we're to keep ourselves strong in our walk with God, in our prayer, in our speaking in tongues, in being led by the Spirit of God. We're to be bold to do what God wants us to do, and not let man influence what we do. If they're influencing us to walk with God, that's great, but if they're trying to get us to follow their doctrine, their ideas, we got direct access to the Heavenly Father, and he can show each and every one of us what to do. Okay, and then if we're doing it according to God's way and will and his heart, then we can move together and we can be blessed. Okay, so we're no longer slaves to worry. We're no longer slaves to fear and doubt. We're no longer slaves to sickness and disease and poverty and lack. You are no longer lost and alone. Okay, you got God in Christ in you. The Father's always with you. He says he'll never leave you or forsake you. This is what you got in your sonship, right? God is the perfect dad. The perfect dad. Jesus Christ is the perfect brother. And they look out for us, right? They look out for us. Jesus Christ makes intercession for us to the Father. And we got direct access to God. How you can stand fast if you don't know these things? How can you? Right? You can't stand fast if you don't really understand these things. And God wants you to know you are his sons and that he's filled you with power from on high. He wants you to know that you're seated at the right-hand side of God in Christ Jesus. He wants you to know that you are righteous, you are justified, you are sanctified, you are healthy, you are redeemed, you have the ministry of reconciliation, that all things of yours, that you've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that you reign as a king in this life by one Jesus Christ, and that you've got Christ in you, the hope of glory, that you are loved, that you are beautiful, that you are powerful, and that you've got great authority to exercise in this world, that you are witnesses, you're ambassadors for Christ, you can reconcile men and women back to God. You've got the ministry of reconciliation, you've got the word of reconciliation, and God wants you to be bold and have a heart for him and have a heart for people, to reach out to those that are sat in darkness, to pray for laborers. You've got so many rights and privileges, and it's going to take time to get your head in the word of God to see what those rights and privileges are, so no man can deceive you, and so that you can really know. And once you really know, you won't be moved from what you know, because you know that you know that you know, and you're never going to move from it, right? 2 Corinthians 3:1 says, now the Lord is that spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. See, you've got the spirit of God in you. You are free to move with great power. No man can forbid you when you're walking by the spirit of God, when you're being led by him, when you're armed with the truth and the knowledge and the wisdom and the insight of God. When you've got that baby, no one's going to stop you from moving, and no one's going to stop you from preaching, no matter what the circumstances say. And we need to be confident, and we need to nurture ourselves and grow ourselves with God by going to the scripture, having a desire. It starts with a desire to find out these things for yourself. It's having a desire and a determination that I'm going to learn. I'm going to be humble and meek. I'm going to receive what God says to me, and I'm going to do what God shows me to do, what his word shows me to do, what he works in my heart to do, because I want to manifest all these great things that he's made available to me. God doesn't just want us to have mental ascent. A lot of people know these things that I'm talking right now, but a lot of people don't live in them. And God wants us to live in them, for these truths to be real living realities in our life. And it starts with a desire and a decision to walk by the Spirit of God, to be led by him, to put our head and heart in his word, to understand the things that are addressed to us today. And when we do this, then we can really start seeing things change. We need to build our hearts with the truth. We need to let our words be God's words. We need to say what God says. Our faith needs to be in line with our confession. God doesn't want us focusing on worries, fears, and doubts. These stop the blessings of God coming in. These things stop you from receiving those great and precious promises which are yours. And the fears, worry, and doubts come in because we don't recognize, or we don't remind ourselves, that we are sons of God, that we're joint heirs with Jesus Christ, that we're heirs to God, joint heirs with Jesus Christ, that we're seated at the right hand side of God in Christ Jesus. So as sons of God and joint heirs with Christ, we have grace and peace with God. We have direct access to God. See, do you know that? Do you remind yourself of these things? Do you meditate upon these things, that you have grace, which is God's favor? You don't have to earn it. You don't have to be a goody-goody to earn it, right? It's what Jesus Christ accomplished for you. Okay, so it's by his favor. And you have peace. That peace also implies prosperity, that you're prospering in your heart, in your mind, in your will, in your emotions, in your application, and in the manifestation of walking and living in that grace and peace. So you have peace with God, and you also have direct access to God. You've got direct access to God because of what Jesus Christ accomplished, because of that Christ in you. Okay, we got direct access because of what he done. Let's remind ourselves of these scriptures. Romans 5 verses 1 and 2 says, therefore, being justified by faith, believing, okay, being justified by faith, we have peace, that peace which passeth understanding, that peace which leads to God's prosperity. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through what he accomplished, through what's been made available through his finished works, what he's accomplished for us, by whom also we have access by faith, it's all by believing, into this grace. You can't earn this, right? It's God's unmerited divine favor, wherein we stand. We need to stand in this grace, in this favor of God, and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Jesus Christ is coming back to gather the saints, guys. He can come back at any time. And we want to be found moving with God. We want to be found living these truths. We don't want to miss out. We don't want to be robbed of these truths of who we are. We need to embed them in our heart. We need to rememberize them. And as we start to practice, it will become a part of you, because you're building that image in you. It's going to be a part of you. It's going to be natural. It's going to be fluid. It's going to be liquid. It's going to be moving. Substance moving. It's not going to be a hard thing to remember, because you are making it your own. You're building your heart. You're applying it. You're confessing. You're practicing your confession over your negative circumstances. You're practicing to say the promises of God. You're practicing to say who you are. You're remembering that you are a son of God with full rights, like Jesus Christ has, because God has given it to you. We are heirs of God. We are joint heirs with Christ. Romans 5:9 says, much more then, being justified, made righteous by his blood, by the blood of Jesus Christ, his sacrifice, we shall be saved also from the wrath to come. We're saved from the wrath to come. Don't let everyone stir you up saying you're going to go through tribulation and all these type of things. We go through tough times at times. Tribulations in this world, daily pressures, the things that the enemy is working in this world, the God of this world works his stuff. But we're overcomers, and when we are walking as sons of God, we can overcome them. If you look at the life of Paul, look at the things that he went through, but he still moved in authority, he still moved in power, he still preached the gospel of Jesus Christ, he still made known God and the Lord Jesus Christ, he preached Christ, he raised the dead, he brought deliverance to people, he built up areas as he was led by God, he was led by the Spirit of God, he received revelation from God, all in those tough times, and God was working with him, and God is working with us. Romans 5:10 says, for if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, now we're reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy, verse 11, in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have now received the atonement, the restoration. We've been restored back to God. God has made all things new. You are new. You are complete in Christ. The Word of God says in Colossians 2:10 that you are complete in Christ, who is the head. He's the head of the body. We're joined to the body. The body is joined to the head, and Christ is joined to the body. And when we start to come alive, that limb, if we've been a limb and we've been inactive, and it's like if you sit down for so long, your legs can go numb. I know when I sit on the toilet too long, my legs go numb. But when I start to get up, even though it's uncomfortable, the blood will start to rush down my legs, and then I start to get the feeling, I get the pins and needles, but soon I'm restored and I can walk. I can walk, baby, and God wants us to walk as his sons, because that's who we are. Do you believe it? Do you believe you are a son of God? Do you believe that you're an heir of God? That you are blessed with all spiritual blessings? Okay, do you believe it? And the more you build this in your heart, the more you say with the mouth, the more you'll believe it. It's going to get established in you. And then as you start to practice, then you'll start to see God coming through, and miracles start to happen, and things just happen for you, and you can see it's the grace of God, and that builds your trust in God, where you want to walk more and more. So God is working with us. He's helping us to take our steps, and as we move, he moves with us. He's ready. He's waiting on us. We just need to move and decide from that desire to move. Romans 5:1 says this. 5:17 says this. For if by one man offense, death reigned by one, much more they which receive an abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. So we know that death reigned through Adam and Eve's fall. Okay, and sin come upon the whole world. Sickness, all the wrong things come into this world, okay, because of that one man's disobedience, but Christ has leveled the score. He's put the things right and above. Okay, and we received, when we got born again, not just grace, but we received an abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. So it's through that abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness we shall, which is the absolute, reign in life by one Jesus Christ. When we recognize what God has done in Christ, when we recognize these truths and these spiritual realities, and we start walking them, then they start to be manifested in this earth. We start to manifest as the sons of God that God wants us to be manifest in. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11 says, in whom, in Christ also, we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. So we have an inheritance. We've inherited all these promises, these great and precious promises. God has also inherited us. We've also inherited him. We've also inherited eternal life. There's two phases to that. There's the inheritance which we live out, and there's one that we're going to live and look forward to when Christ gathers us together. Okay, Ephesians 1:12 says that we should be to the praise of his glory. See, we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel, the good news of your salvation, your wholeness, your completeness, in whom also after that you believed were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. We are sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. You cannot lose the Spirit of God. It's sealed up in there to the day of redemption. That's what the Word of God says. That's what it means. It's not what the religious people say, is that if you sin, you lose the Spirit of God, and you repent and you get the Spirit of God back. It's not that way. God has sealed that Holy Spirit in you. That's your sonship, baby. And the gifts and calling of God are about repentance. And you are sealed until that day of redemption. Ephesians chapter 1:17 says that the God and Father of glory may give unto you. This is a prayer that Paul prayed. You can pray this prayer. So pray this prayer for yourself. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, unveiling of his truths in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. It's always in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. If you go through these records, you'll recognize it's in him, in Christ, of him, of Christ. It's in the knowledge of him. Verse 18 says that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. God wants you to be enlightened with these truths and spiritual realities which can be living and manifesting. He wants them manifest in your life. He wants them living in your heart. He wants that a part of your mindset, which is the image in your mind, that you may know without a shadow of a doubt what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. God wants us to know. And as we go to his word, we start to find out as we have that strong desire. It's got to be a strong desire in your heart. You've got to have a strong desire to find out these truths. And as you go to God, he will reveal them to you. He will begin to open up your eyes. We're growing up into Christ. We don't know everything, but we know quite a lot. And you can know quite a lot, and you can find out quite a lot, and you can walk with great power and authority. And God wants you to walk in by his Spirit. He wants you to walk with great love, and he wants you to understand that you've received everything through the accomplished and finished works of Jesus Christ. Ephesians 2:5 says, even when we were dead in sin, have quickened us together with Christ. He's quickened us together with Christ. By grace, God's unmerited divine favor, you are saved. Ephesians 2:6, and have raised us up together. God has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ. We are seated at God's right hand side. Where? In Christ. What have we got in us? Christ in us. We're in Christ, he's in us. And we're seated at God's right hand side. We have direct access to God. We have direct access and communication to the Heavenly Father, the one that's created the heavens and the earth. We can get our understanding also directly from him as we go to him with the truths that we already know, desiring for them to be reveal to us the enlightenment to our minds. He can enlighten you. You may know a lot of words. Some of you might know so much scripture better than me on here. But it's as you go to God with a humble and meek heart and desire that he will enlighten you further with the understanding of his word. Ephesians 3:12 says, in whom? Who? In who? In Christ. We have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him, by the faith of Jesus Christ. We got boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. And again, you're going to have to go read these records in whole. I'm just reading them in part here. But let's have a look at Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14 through chapter 4, verses 14 through to 16. It says, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession or our confession of who we are and the truths and the promises that are ours. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. He was perfect in his will. He was tempted like we get tempted, but he overcame it. Verse 16, let us therefore come boldly, fearlessly unto the throne of grace. You can come fearlessly unto the throne of grace. You are seated at the right hand side of Christ Jesus, right? And you got direct access to the throne of grace, that we may win mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Like when Paul, he asked God to help him when he had all these people, these pricks in his eyes follow him. He says, my grace is sufficient for him. And he received it. And he kept moving. He kept growing. And God has provided everything for us the same way. There's no difference between the Apostle Paul or us, because we are joint heirs with God and Jesus Christ. We share fully in the inheritance. It's just an amazing thing. I've got to get my head more into it. It's just blown me away. Hebrews chapter 10, and we're going to read a record here. Let's go here. Verse 19. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, through what he done, what he accomplished, we have boldness to enter into the holiest by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. And having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith. To have a true heart and full assurance of faith is to really understand your rights and who you are and what God has done for you in Christ and what's yours now. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession or confession of our faith without wavering. No doubts. Your doubt, the only time you doubt is when you're not believing. The only time you doubt is when you look back, like Lot's wife looked back and it stopped her. She turned to a pillar of salt. When we look back, we get stopped in our tracks. We're not moving forward. Let us hold fast the confession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful, the promise. All the promises that God has given us is faithful. He's faithful to perform them. When we stand upon that word, no matter what, knowing who we are, okay, then we are going to be successful regardless of what goes on. And we can't be shook up. See, when we are negative, when we have division, when we have strife, when we hold bitterness in our heart, resentments in our heart, this stops you manifesting who you truly are. You cannot afford to think negative. You cannot afford to be in these positions. We have to let it go. Because that comes from the old man. That's flesh. And flesh has been crucified. Right? And we got to reckon that our old man dead. And we got to let Christ live in his life through us. Okay? And we do that by walking in these truths. By knowing who we are. Knowing that we are joint heirs with Christ. Verse 24. And let us consider. And let us consider one another. To provoke unto love and to good works. We need to encourage one another and to ebb on each other unto love, to walk in that love of God, to do the good works, to preach the gospel of Christ, to bring healing to those that are sick, to reconcile men and women back to God, and to build up the body of Christ in reach and outreach. And we do that by verse 25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. When Christ is coming back, the day is approaching quick. We shouldn't be forsaking the assembling of ourselves together where we can fellowship with believers. We should fellowship. We shouldn't isolate ourselves in our areas or in our countries. There's a bigger body of Christ, and it's as that bigger body of Christ when we flow together, when we're not thinking of self, but we're thinking of service, and we're thinking of edification, and we're thinking of building up, we're thinking of supporting one another, helping one another, and encouraging one another, then we can really move with force. Okay, we need to move forward with force. We need to get on a higher level in our living, our confession, and our speaking. We need to be on a higher level, okay, because we are on the higher level. Spiritually, we are seated at the right-hand side of God, and this can be manifested, the realities of this, the blessings of this can be in evidence in our living, impacting the world around us and the people around us, impacting the body of Christ by way of encouragement, because they can see the power of God at work in our lives. So God really wants us to build this image of who we are. We need to get rid of the wrong mindset. We need to get the right mindset and build the picture of who we are in Christ and what we have, and start walking and living in those realities. Hebrews chapter 1. We're going to finish off here. Hebrews chapter 1. First one says, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. So God worked in the prophets to speak unto the fathers, right? Having these last days spoken unto us by his Son, Jesus Christ, whom he have appointed, now listen to this, whom he have appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. See, God has appointed Jesus Christ heir of all things. And we are also heir of all things. We share fully in what he's received. Verse 3, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. And who sat down at that time? We did. Verse 4. Being made so much better than the angels. So are we? Yes. As he have by an inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they have. That's my dog dreaming, having a sleep. Verse 4 says, being made so much better than the angels, as he have by an inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. That name above all names, Jesus Christ. The power and authority behind the name of Jesus Christ is God's power. That same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead also raised us from the dead with Christ. And we have that power living in us now. Okay, Jesus Christ inherited all things, and we share in that inheritance. When we realize who we are, and then we will know what to do. If you don't know who you are, then you're not really going to know what to do. You're not really going to see what God wants you to do and what you are able to do. Because you can do all things through Christ. So when you realize who you are, then you'll know what to do. God is working in you, leading you by the Spirit. Everything that is true of Jesus Christ is true of you. And that's just a fantastic reality. So these were just some of the things in my heart that God had been working based upon all the teachings I've been doing, and God's been showing me about faith, confession, building the image in our heart, and the right mindset. You know, we really got to have the right mindset. The things that hinders the manifestation of the blessings of God is the old man nature, the wrong thinking, the wrong confession, the bad attitudes. You know, and we've been delivered from that. We got Christ in us, the hope of glory. That is the new man. We're to put on that mind of Christ. In other words, let those truths be living in our minds. You know, walking by that Spirit, speaking in tongues. So this is my encouragement to you, and I pray you got blessed, and I know you are blessed. And if you receive it with a meek and humble heart, then you're going to do even more. So God bless you. Have a great week ahead. And remember that you are an heir of God and joint heir with Jesus Christ. So God bless.